Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think the world of Rod Marinelli, what he taught me was, is that the ability to be simplistic, okay, and be rooted in the fundamentals of football. And that's what wins football games. And it always comes down to those key elements, the angles and the tackling and the hitting. And the takeaways is what we believe in, and that's what we'll continue to believe in.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That is your new Bears head coach. His name is Matt Eberflus. Just reported by multiple sources about 5 minutes ago that he is going to be the next to step in to that legacy of George Halas and Mike Ditka and Lovie Smith, among others. Tom Pelissero reports Dan Quinn has informed teams he is staying with the Cowboys, which is interesting. Six teams requested head coaching interviews with Quinn, who decided he wanted to return to Dallas to try and win a Super Bowl, knowing he should be a hot name again next year. So is this possible? This was a fallback candidate. This we will find out. It will be interesting to know when all is said and done where Matt Eberflus was. Here's the question I have for you as a Bears fan as we try to decide how to feel about this. I know from just the general tenor of the discussion that I've noticed on Twitter that there were a lot of people who really didn't want Jim Caldwell. And I also understand that it is not necessarily wise to use Twitter as a barometer for reality because Twitter isn't real. And it is a funhouse mirror that distorts the way people think, and it is also not real human interaction in that regard. But that was just one of things that I divined through that. But I will ask you this. At your nadir as a Bears fan this year, if you were a fire Nagy, if you're one of those people chanting fire Nagy at Nagy's kids game and to be admonished by George McCaskey, if you had been told you can get your wish and the replacement is Matt Eberflus, how would you have felt? Because we've come a long way from this. But that idea, the idea of having the possibility of get rid of Nagy, this sucks, fire Nagy. It's like, okay, all right, they're going to fire Nagy. And they're going to hire Matt Eberflus. I'm wondering how that is going to make you feel, how that is, what that's going to mean to you, what it would have, be honest about how you would have felt then, because it puts you in a little different place as we take this leap of faith along with the Bears, because that's what this is, this leap of faith for another first time NFL head coach in this city for this team at this time. Mark Grody is on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports. He is the Bears sideline reporter for our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9. And he's with us on the Score Hotline brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. All right, Mark, first thoughts here about how this happened, why it happened the way that it did, and whose call was it?
First thoughts are that it's not Jim Caldwell. It is not Dan Quinn, and I think that's an important distinction that sometimes we all get wrapped up in the recycling of head coaches, and we're able to talk ourselves into why those guys would be good, and you almost come to the point where, you know, a lot of us thought that it was going to be a veteran guy to come in here to go along with the rookie. So to me, what this says, Dan, is that this truly was a Ryan Poles decision, because my guess would be, going back in history, that if it was George McCaskey or Ted Phillips or whomever giving a little nudge to the guy, that he would, they would nudge in the direction of a veteran head coach like they did. And the example is John Fox, when all reports indicate that then Ryan Pace, the general manager, didn't have as much autonomy at that moment as he thought he did. So first blush is that Ryan Poles got to make this decision. Obviously, Matt Eberflus blew him away in the interview, and it sounds like it's somebody that he would like to work with for a long time. So as far as Matt Eberflus's ability to be the head coach of a team, we have zero idea. I mean, the resume looks good. The breadth of experience looks good. His, you know, he played in the league, for whatever that's worth these days. So it all sounds good on the surface, but there is so much to learn about Matt Eberflus and what he can do and what he is capable of as a head coach and putting a staff together, which obviously will be the next big thing for him.
Well, that's what I would like to know also is, it would be very difficult to hand him the job without having reassurance about the offense. Like, there's no way you make this hire without Ryan Poles or whoever's in that room feeling okay about the phone calls he's making right now or has already made. Or if he sat down and said, you hire me, your offensive coordinator is X, the quarterback's coach is Y, and your offensive line coach is Z. Like, this is I would feel better if at least this were part of the calculation, rather than now saying, okay, Matt, I hope you can find an offensive coordinator for us.
yeah, exactly. And I think that some of that probably was honestly taken care of with the first interview, which, you know, turns out to be a vetting process with, you know, performed by George McCaskey and his crew. And I don't know this for a fact, but I think it would have been okay if it was a prerequisite for any of these candidates that Justin Fields be priority number one. What is your plan for the guy that we moved up to draft and that we think is going to be around here for a long time, we think might be a franchise quarterback? Matt Eberflus, what are you going to put around him? What is your plan to make this dead offense better? An offense which at times over the last 20 years has clicked and has had these moments, but this offense has just been awful for the last decade, including in terms of any kind of sustained success or consistency or anything. So Matt Eberflus, what are your plans for this guy? What do you think of this player? Who is going to be, let's just really narrow it down, Dan, not just offensive coordinator, but who's the guy that's going to spend the most time with Justin Fields? Is it your quarterback's coach? And who are these names? Give me two or three names right now that you think can develop this quarterback into a franchise quarterback, because that is wholly important. That is the top priority. We know you know defense. We know that you can work with that, but it is about offense with the Chicago Bears. So, you know, it's a defensive guy, but that, you know, I've learned that means absolutely nothing. It's, you know, the typical change in orientation from one year to the next, from one guy, offensive guy, defensive guy, whatever the case may be. But find the people to teach Justin Fields, to make him good and make the offense good. I mean, I keep saying Justin Fields, but this has got to be everybody, and it's got to be real for the first time, which it just never has been.
What this should do is mollify the segment of Bears fandom who loves the idea of the fire and the passion guy. Because if you're talking about, like, decorated Mac linebacker at Toledo, like, he's that guy. He's the guy on Hard Knocks who every year they find one of those inside linebacker, end of roster, special teams intensity guys. That's his background. And that should check some boxes for a certain segment of fandom who likes somebody who understands the fire and the intensity. I have no idea what that does to make him a communicator, a leader, whether or not that helps him understand how to run a clock or the analytics of whether or not to go for it on a fourth down or punt the ball. But there's no questioning the footballiness of his background.
Oh, absolutely. He is 100% pure football for sure. You know, even in Eberflus in his playing days and whatever the case may be, we're going to get whenever the press conference is, and I believe, assuming that it is in person, which we have been told that it would be, obviously we're all, you know, able to accept that that could change if that is the case, you know, depending on what's going on. But it's probably going to be in person. And I got a feeling that, yeah, Matt Eberflus is going to say things that Bears fans are going to like. I don't know if he's going to be talking about biting kneecaps or anything like that, but you have a guy that is going to come in. You know, there is a difference in coaches that I've noticed, whether it's the offensive mentality and the defensive mentality. And obviously Eberflus comes from the defensive background, so we're going to hear a lot about toughness and maximizing players and getting the same thing out of the first guy on the roster as the 53rd man on the roster. But it's just going to be interesting to hear how he answers questions and not just generalize. Like, I don't want to hear Eberflus generalize what's going on with the offense and say, oh, you know, from a distance, I really like Justin Fields. Oh, from a distance, I really liked what I saw out of Darnell Mooney. And, oh, from a distance, I really, you know, and you know, throwing out plaudits to Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack and the defense and all of that. I want to hear specifics on these guys in terms of what he really thinks about them and what plan he will implement. I mean, I think it'll be interesting, Dan, to hear what kind of offense that he wants to run. I think these are all fair questions. What kind of defense he wants to run, what he thinks he has, what he thinks he doesn't have, and I think that's all going to be really fascinating to learn because he's never done this. He has never done this, and he is going to get a lot of questions right off the bat and right to work for both of these guys, Ryan Poles and Eberflus.
I'm very interested to see what the tenor of the response is, and coming in via text right now, we have to get past the Ryan and Matt thing. Yes.
Yes, I
will just say this. Like, I that everybody wants to say, like, look what I recognize.
Yeah.
They have the same names. It's from one Ryan and Matt to another Ryan and Matt. Yes, we all know that. We get it. Let's all agree to move on. That
might be the only names in the Rolodex.
Like, okay. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We had that joke, too.
We all have that joke, and we understand that we've gone from Ryan and Matt to Ryan and Matt, and now it's a matter of realizing these are different people. It does feel a little starter jobby. It's a little interesting, and maybe it's a good thing, and I want to be fair about it, that on the one hand you think this is the Chicago Bears. This is the august heritage franchise that George Halas built the league, and his daughter is still running the team. Okay, but some of the other stuff they've done hasn't worked, and this is a first-time executive hiring a first-time head coach in this market with this team at this time, and it feels it may not feel up to the august and austere standards of the brand, but you don't really have anything to lose. And the fact is, the quality of your brand has that whole Bears exceptionalism thing is probably real old right now.
Well, Dan, I talked about this earlier this week. I don't remember when. I think it was with Anthony Herron, that the profile of, let's even go with Ryan Poles. Everybody, you know, again, connected that, oh my goodness, it sounds like Ryan Pace. He's 36 years old. He was working with a good organization. He rose through the ranks. It's actually a really good profile. Like, hiring that type of guy, I got no problem with that in terms of we could go through all of the problems with the Bears process, but one of them is not the apparent profile of the type of coach or general manager that they want. There is no problem to me hiring a 36-year-old hotshot Ryan Poles who has worked his way up at an organization under all sorts of different regimes with different voices in his ear, learning what he likes, learning what he doesn't like. I think it's great. And then the same thing with Matt Eberflus. I know historically it is a pattern. It is not coincidence. The Bears like to hire first-time head coaches. I'm not sure what the philosophy is there, but one thing that is good about it, we can't sit here and complain about the recycling and the good old boys network and all of that, because it's not one of these guys. It's not Jim Caldwell. It is not Dan Quinn. And again, we probably could have talked ourselves into liking those hires,
but look,
as well.
But Mark, what does it mean that we've doubled back to describing Matt Eberflus by who he isn't? All we're talking. No, I'm dead serious.
You're right.
This is the first segment that we're doing on The Score after the Bears have hired a new head coach, and the motif has been he's not this guy, he's not that guy. Which is it supposed to be like that? Is that okay?
I don't know if that's okay, but I do think that the profile, the resume of Matt Eberflus, everything that I've read about him, literally heard from him in, you know, audio-wise, talking to people, hearing about Eberflus, is that he does seem to be a really good candidate. Now, I could already feel texters and callers and people on Twitter saying, well, that's what you guys said about Matt Nagy, and everybody loved Matt Nagy, and there was a love affair with the media and Matt Nagy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when Matt Nagy came to Hallis Hall, he blew us all away. We all fell in love with the fact that he was of the Andy Reid tree. Now, I think that all of that is fair for Bears fans, but again, just because that was a failure and because Ryan Pace was a relative failure as well, does not mean that this profile, it does not work. And he's not Matt Nagy. I should stop saying profile, because it's not like this. They're completely different coaches, completely different people, different sides of the football. But, you know, he does come in as a guy with fresh ideas, and that I think that that's what I think in my head that I want. Even if it didn't work out once, you want to bring these guys in and say, okay, this is what we want. Bring us, please, somebody bring us in to the modern age with good coaches, and again, make the guy wearing the jersey number one, make him good. Like, I don't even, like, at this point going into next season, because Justin Fields has to be good next year. It's not a three-year project. It's not year three or four. He's got to be good.
Yeah,
got to
be win because of guy.
Win because of guy, yes.
So the questions that I will be, you know, writing down here that we need to find is, the Eberflus has been a Tampa 2 defensive stalwart. That he's come up through that. Yeah. That has been his defense. So are you going to switch this old roster over now to a 4-3? Are you going to find these you know, smaller three technique tackles? What are you going to ask of Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn now? Are they going to have to put a hand on the ground? Are we going to get back to, you know, some of this stuff that we're used to? Is Roquan Smith now going, as a primary job, going to be to run backward to a landmark and explode forward? Can he do that? And what happens when he's out? Do you get a huge drop off? And the other question that you, who talks to Justin Fields? Whose job is it now? That remains unknown. So,
Dan, you brought such a great point. Like, so when Eberflus comes in, and if he insists on, you know, changing to a Tampa 2, it'll be like, okay, all right, let's see. But wouldn't it be refreshing if he said, okay, here's the roster I have on defense, and there is still enough talent on that defense for one to think that they could recover from what was a relatively bad year last year. If he comes and says, you know, we're going to stick with the 3-4. I'm adaptable to the personnel on my roster, unlike the predecessor. What was Matt Nagy's single biggest problem is that he was so obsessed with his own system and forcing the personnel into that system, and then ultimately, it's why he got fired.
Yes.
It's why Matt Nagy got fired.
Yes.
So if Eberflus can come in and be a little bit more accommodating, and actually not just say, here's what I'm running, I'm Tampa 2, I'm Lovie Smith. Like, no, come in, and hey, if that's the best thing, and there are personnel that you could bring, and the players are amenable to it, for the first year, I would love to see him come in and whomever his defensive coordinator is, maybe it's still Sean Desai, and especially if it's still Sean Desai.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit. Sean Desai is a Fangio disciple. You know, that's a completely different base philosophy.
But that's what I'm saying, Dan. If you have a head coach of the Bears that comes in and is not married to his philosophy, not married to his system, then that's a huge change from what the Bears have had in the past.
We'll see. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate you being flexible, being able to jump right on with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.